Yes, good day to you. I would like to thank everyone of our clients for their consistent encouragement, support, and all forms of communication. We are equally sorry that this update is coming 7 days late, and we hope that you will be able to listen to the updates in the best way and make judicious use of the information shared within. So first on the list is we expect by now all of our clients would have gone through our farm load digest that is usually sent every month. We've greatly improved our report from the farm load digest to be holistic and thorough, giving you the data that you need to know more about your farm, our business, our expansion drive, our goals, what we strive to do every month and achieve from our quarters. So part of the core informations that are distributed in our farm law digest, we've got new acquisition of farmland in Iwari village after just after Ijai in Ibadan under Akinyele local government. We equally have we commenced our final weeding for the year. It started in late September, early October, and is still on in some part of our farm, and we hope to conclude all those weeding by the end of November, so our products would be in the best condition going into the new year. Of course, we equally have been strengthening partnership for a promising future across various associations and departments. We equally completed an integrated planting oil palm, cassava and yam farm in Ibadan, right? We completed that farm recently, and we're managing rapid weed growth across our farm. We've noticed that some weeds are very fast, considering the fact that the rain towards the end of this year had been severe, to say the least. Very, very severe. So in terms of those wondering what sort of land we got in Iwari village at Ijai, well, we just got 13 acres of land over there, and we're hoping to go into strong activities next year, farming activities next year, to ensure that we're able to expand adequately. Also on our farm staffing solution, we've largely placed in so much effort in training skilled and unskilled workers that can actually succeed at our farm. We're equally winding down some of our staffs as we're sending them back home, those that are inefficient and those that have given us one or two issues before now, as much as possible, so we don't have issues with them going into the new year. We've equally started making plans for farms that need staff, and so we can prepare their staff ahead of time before the new year commences. So, of course, when you go through the farm digest, you equally see the tally of our activities all through the months. Well, this farm digest, we would really want to encourage our clients to pay close attention to it, because there are so many things in the months that we can't come and be writing and talking. As much as possible, WhatsApp in itself has been a complicated platform, and we are trying our best not to rely so much on WhatsApp as the official means of communication. While we still make a lot of things there, we don't want to make WhatsApp the primary tool of communication. We want to make it a primary tool of updates, not of core communication. And that's why we've adopted the podcast as a way for you to have an audio conversation on our updates on what we do on a month-to-month basis that you can always go back to listen to over and over again until you have the best understanding of the situation per month. It can also serve as a reference point when you want to get accumulated updates from certain months. It's just as simple as giving 1 hour into listening to what we've said, and for you know, you have all the updates that you desire for growth. Now, following up with the harvests, right, which is something a lot of us are expecting, right, and that happened. In October, we intend that the other harvest will be happening, our second harvest for the year, which is the last harvest as well, will be happening in October. Yes, it did happen, right? The harvest that happened, and we've already started clearing backlog since the beginning of November, right? The harvest that happened, we're able to harvest products, and right now we are already settling backlogs. So all through this month of November, between now and the end of November, we'll be settling all backlogs that has to do with remaining part of the farms that were harvested. So of course, if you've not seen your harvest or your proceed, we actually appeal that you exercise caution, right? In our documents, the worst number of people that we told that we were, the worst case scenario, have their payment for those that whose farm were going to be harvested towards the end of the year was December. And the truth there is, it won't be up to December. December will not even max for more everybody that is scheduled to get paid will be paid. So exercise patience with us so we don't feel pressured unnaturally. Some of these things are things we don't want to make mistake in. We don't want to send in an undervalued revenue, and we don't want to send in an overvalued revenue that we're not start having issues. No, we don't want it that way. And also, we are trying our best to ensure that we audit the products from each farm. When harvest is done, for those that have experienced farm harvest before, it can be haphazard. It means that at the time you're harvesting, you're harvesting continuously. You're not literally counting at that time per se. And even the count itself can be a bit stressful. So what we do is we tell our team that don't rush the harvest. Take time, and as I'm taking down, make your numbers, calculate, and let it do. Of course, the calculation for harvest, the calculation after harvest, we have to merge these numbers together to ensure that we are actually seeing what we are seeing, and reduce the margin of error to as little as possible. And that's what the harvest is. So as I said, we've started sorting those whose payments are low. So it's more like sorting those whose revenue are smaller, because their own case is quite easier, faster. And then we're taking it up to those that have harvest. And one of the things that we know before now is that, of course, this year itself, the harvest is a bit will be more easier than next year, due to the fact that next year harvest is going to be more for many farms compared to this year. Many farms would record almost times of the harvest they recorded this year, because of that's how planting as a product expands largely. And of course, some of our cashews are already maturing. So while some might likely flower next year, December, bulk of them were flowering in upper year instead. So of course, there are many things that we are putting in place likewise as well. So I said, for those harvests we've harvested, videos or details for the harvest will come out soon. However, until the video comes out, what we want to implore you is, for those that know that they are due for harvest, kindly exercise patience. You will get your proceed as soon as possible. We are not saying it's bad enough that you might have to chat us up and remind us. We have no problem with that. And the truth there is, we just want you to believe us that we are on it, and you're going to get your proceed. And that is that about the payment or for harvest. So in terms of for those that are asking that, what are we doing with communication? Yes, what we are doing with communication is that we, going forward, by next year, we would be using WhatsApp channel to communicate with us more. And for us, we have had issues in the past where someone pick up a client's number from the group and message. There are a few instances of that. Maybe some of you do not tell us. I once remember that a person messaged and said that being on the WhatsApp group sometimes can feel like a breach of privacy, as the person said I've gotten about 3 messages through that group alone. One was someone that was introducing himself, the other was someone that was trying to sell something, and then the third one was just someone that was trying to ask if the person had gotten response from us faster than himself. All of these things, the person found as a breach of privacy. So with that and many other complaints that have arrived on our desk, next year we'll be using WhatsApp channel. Now, what are the beauty of using WhatsApp channel, right? WhatsApp channel does not, your contact is totally private. Your numbers are private. Nobody gets to see your numbers. Even we, as a company that opens the WhatsApp channel, will never get to see your number at all. It's not for us. We don't have that privilege to see your number. So, it's at the end of the day, we are entirely sure that your privacy is guaranteed at all costs. We even can say nobody can see it. And the update is there in a way that, of course, when the update has dropped, you can react to all updates. And then, of course, reach out to us. We also will be leaving details on the description of the channel for important numbers and people you could reach out to for cases that you need personal question and answer, inquiries, and whatever that you may need. Right? We'll leave all of that there. But from this month now, you'll be, of course, reminded to join the channel. Anybody that does not join the channel before December 31st will lose access to us via WhatsApp. We're going to be deleting the WhatsApp group come December 31st. So the WhatsApp channel will be created. Kindly ensure you go and follow. That is where update is. And to even make things easy, we would send in all August updates, September updates, and October updates there as one of the messages. And what about WhatsApp channel is, it doesn't matter when you join the channel, you can always see the message from us way back as when the channel was created. So let's say someone joined the channel next year, March, they basically can see messages as far back as October, November, and that's a bit about channel. You never have to miss anything. So in case you get lost or you get kicked out of WhatsApp, the moment you join the channel again, you can see old message and old archive. You don't get to lose it. And what's more, the message, the backlog will not be as crazy and as abnormal as the way WhatsApp group usually is. So consider it like an email, one-sided email system that one provide your protect your privacy and equally disseminate the right information to you. So that's that as regarding communication, what we're doing with communication. Right, of course, we've always encouraged that if you want to check how your farm is doing, always please reach out to us. We can share your contact of our farm manager, but like in Ogun State, you can always go and see what's happening on your farm. We are not shying away for you to see it. One of the things we've always encouraged is that visit, because we know that if we claim we are working, you should be able to go and see it yourself. And whenever we have challenges, we don't hide it from you, right? Also, for the snail farm as well, of course, there are updates for that from last month. If you want a personal update, for those that are in our snail project, you can always reach out to us for a personal update. There are more detailed updates that you get about where our snail is and where it is headed compared to on a general update like this. But even general updates, I left some last month. You can always reference that over and over again. Also, about our Digital Agribusiness Summit, we've permanently postponed it. I won't lie, there's no time to even do it. I've said it over and over, we are short-staffed. And it's something that is quite very, very stressful for us. We want to do it, but we don't want to spend ourselves because there are so much where our priorities are aligned right now that we don't want to jeopardize it because we have a need to meet up with Summit. So we'll do it at the time that is most convenient for us as a company when we've got the strength for that. Outside all of this, to those that have refund of some sort, we've explained how refund works for us. We try to sell your land. Of course, the smaller and cheaper land is, the more it moves. But because of the way the country is, I won't lie, it has sales of farmland, it has been a bit tricky, right? But we're trying our best to ensure that everything stays moving well for those that are in that category. We've really, really cleared a lot of our refund. We've taken our refund quota from the number it was to just only one more client. And we're trying our best to ensure that client also gets what that client requires, because we understand that life happens to different people. We don't encourage refund as it is a waste on all fronts. The land you're getting refund for, you can never buy it for that value again. Because even while we ourselves, we don't buy land for that value anymore. Current right now, to get 1 acre of land is already, you're going to look at 500,000 just to get 1 acre of land. And that's the truth. But if you now have to take refund, we believe that is because there's no way you can avoid it. And that's why you require it. And that's why we don't give you headache on that. Because we know that when you want to come back, whether to us or to other businesses, you're likely looking at double that value to have land. So we know that for you to even consider refund as a principle for you is because you're going through life-threatening choices or very important decisions that work for you. And we try one to one to help, but every day so much happens in people's life, and there's so little we can do to help in that angle. Now, what will I tell you about agriculture right now is the fact that the country is going through several changes, and I won't lie, those changes are hard, and it's affecting us as well. But the only thing everybody can do is adjust and survive. Adjust and survive. And I can tell you that Ofma is doing just that. And I pray that God will give us the strength to keep it up and succeed at it. All right? So if you've got any questions, reach out to us privately through the DM. We'll attend to you. We're sorry if it's a bit delayed, but we'll attend to you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Bye.